Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the messenger of God, stepping out of Beulah. From Babylon to Zion, my chains are looser in my mind. But out here, the checks are shooting. The judge is judged for hire, the jury's a straight liar. Just to see Israel fried up. They got our phones tapped and wired up. The police got you stuck. No one desires us. This law requires us to buy this man's trust. Pay to get salvation. Who you playing? But I pulled your card. I seen your star. They false lights. My spirit spit lyrics so cold, your frostbite. And that's the attitude from your murderous flight. From your rapes every night. And young boys shot down in the street. And they mama's sight. Your overseas call this the good life. Like the hood's right. Zion, that's right. God's way, that's right.
Tribe Entertainment. Hidden is the glory for y'all to conceal a thing, but it's another. The search of out the purity, the heart has many vices for us to give to desires. So choose your life or death, will you live or burn the fire? Now who will stand in the council of God? Now who will stand in the council? In the I say, who will stand in the council of God? Now who will stand in the council of God? Come on,
will you serve God? Will you pass by? Will you serve God? Will you pass by?
Yes, yes. Money dowry to every moment to Rabboni. Speak his word faithful. Every law and testimony, there's no light up in you. If you continue to discredit God's credential about who was serving, let the spirit get you do the wrong of me. 13, first 7 verses, safety chapter 2. Ruin the oldest service purpose. If you feel the light, you a prophet to bring the prophet. Leave your emotions out. Bring to the table, y'all is writing. If you enlighten, just say hyper the bar, y'all ways lighting. Let these people know Genesis 1 begin. That time and rather not enough for mine, and you won't find where the moon is finding. Other day is violent. Words of thumb onto my brightness was an unsigned. To bring it no months either. In the desert 40 years, they have no leaps neither. Shout out to Malek, David, and King Solomon, who was signed all y'all soldiers to where the hireling. It is the glory for y'all to conceal a thing, but it's an honor to search it out with pure routine. The heart has many vices for us to give to desires. So choose your life or death, for you live or burn the fire. Now who will stand in the council of God? Now who will stand in the council? Who will stand in the council of God? Now who will stand in the council of God? Come on. Yeah, it's time for me to take the shackles off. Everybody want freedom, but they don't know the actual cost. They want to be down for the cause without the accurate law. Sacrifices, bodies lifeless, just to prove who's the wisest. Y'all's golden tongue better than Midas. I transfer light through the mic, the way your internet's like a hack through your wireless. The flow is timeless, cause I spit with coke. My false prophet's words synthetic like Boca. Patties, no counsel against y'all, so y'all can have me. H-O-Y trying to take sin from the Navy. Teach precision, no merits if they perish. I can tell they lacking vision. If two don't walk in unison, then they destined for collision. That's why we seeking that counsel that is hidden. Like stone for the righteous, that's living. It is the glory for y'all to conceal a thing, but it's an honor to search it out with pure routine. The heart has many vices for us to give to desires. So choose your life or death, where you live or burn the fire. Now who will stand in the council of God? Now who will stand in the council? Who will stand in the council of God? Now who will stand in the council of God? Come on.
Will you serve God? Or will you pass by?
Will you pass by?
Will you serve God?
Will you serve God?
Or will you pass by?
Will you pass by?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I am Moray Ishai Yisrael from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 2330 Kemper Lane, here to bring you Nothing But the Truth. And we'd like to say shalom to everyone that has tuned in into our program. For we know the only reason you have tuned into our program is because of your great fear and your great love towards the mighty Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only king, the only redeemer, and the only savior of Israel in the world. And Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, earth, and sea. And Yahweh is the one that has raised us up and ordained us to bring you his words of truth, and that's what we will do. And praise the mighty Yah. We will continue to bring you Yahweh's word according to the various calamities and events going on in the world and in America today, especially as it pertains to the children of Israel. For this is the 400th year of our captivity, our plight. It is coming to an end. And Yahweh is making the nations bear their truth. you're beginning to see how vile the world leaders really are. Today we spoke about the democratic system, and today we'll deal with democratic system part two. We've been dealing with this fourth beast in their governmental structure this whole week to show you that this is the most evil reprobate system you can even think to attach yourself to. We've trusted in the shadow Egypt far too long. We've trusted in the daughter of Babylon far too long. And we have trusted in ourselves far too long. But in Proverbs, the third chapter, the fifth verse, the Creator said, "Trust in Yahweh with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." And this is what we want to do. We want you to learn to trust in Yah, so that we may no longer trust in the ones that have smote us. Look in the book of Isaiah, the 10th chapter. In Isaiah chapter 10, verse 20 reads, "And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such are as escaped of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, in truth." Yes. We've been staying upon the ones that have smote us. Just imagine the people being kidnapped, stolen, stuffed in the bottom of ships, chained and shackled, forced to lie in urine, feces, and blood of other people in their own. Forced to do work for other people for hundreds of years. And then when they're let free from this prison work system, they now would like to join the same people that mutilated their spirit, bodies, and minds. Come like them. That's why in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, in Deuteronomy, chapter 28, start reading in verse 45 where it says, "Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign, and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever, because thou servest not Yahweh thy Elohim with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore shall you serve your enemies, which Yahweh shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until," this is how long this yoke of iron will be on your neck until he has destroyed thee, meaning he has separated you from your natural way of life. He has disunited you. He has scattered you. Through this yoke of iron, he has made you defenseless against his way of life, and to the point where you now want to be like them, trusting in your oppressor, trusting in the shadow of Egypt, trusting in the daughter of Babylon. This is the state of Black America today. People that believe the very people that destroyed them are the ones that will benefit them. And this is far from the truth. In the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter, you'll read in the 13th verse, it says, therefore, behold, I will proceed. I'm sorry, I was reading verse 14. Verse 13, Isaiah 29. Wherefore, Yahweh said, for as much as this people draw near with me with their mouths and their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. So now you're getting into what is going on with our people. They don't know how to honor the Creator. And everything they know is taught by the precept of men. Man's precepts have directed you to be able to understand the world today and to understand how this government shall be. Yahweh only has one kind of rule, and that is the kind of rule in which Yahweh is the king. And Yahweh chooses messengers to practice and enact his will. For instance, if you go to the book of Isaiah, the 45th chapter, and begin reading in the first verse, it says, thus saith Yahweh to his anointed, meaning he selected this person we're about to read about. Thus saith Yahweh to his anointed, meaning he chose him, Cyrus. Who is that? Cyrus was the king of Babylon, a Persian king of Babylon. He was the anointed of Yah. Why is that? Because Yahweh chose him, as Yahweh chooses every king, as we read yesterday and prior, that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and chooses and setteth up whomsoever he will. Yahweh chose Bush. Yahweh chose Clinton. Yahweh chose Bush. Yahweh chose Obama. Yahweh chose Trump. Yahweh chose Reagan. Yahweh chose Nixon. Yahweh chose all the leaders. No matter how they got there, Yahweh chose them. Yet you thought you chose them. You thought They were so great and they conquered and they ruled. However, you think they got there. Yahweh chose them. Cyrus killed his own granddaddy to become king. But Yahweh chose him. Thus saith Yahweh to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holding. Why is Yahweh talking about Cyrus this way? I thought Cyrus was a heathen, and he was. A Persian, which he was. Who worshiped false gods, which he did. But Yahweh said he have holding his right hand to subdue nations before him. Yahweh gave Cyrus the power to subdue the nations. And I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before you and make the crooked things straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, Yahweh, which call you by name, am the Elohim of Israel. For Yaakov, my servant's sake, and for Yisrael, mine elect, I have called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou have not known me. Yes. Yahweh did all that for Cyrus just for Israel. Why would he do that? Just for Israel. Because Cyrus was the one Yahweh used to let the children of Judah go home. Because Yahweh chose him. Yahweh chose all these men and women to do his will. Cyrus was a messenger of Yahweh. He brought forth Yahweh's work. You'll read about that in the book of Nehemiah, the first chapter. Oh, I'm sorry, Ezra, the first chapter. In Ezra, the first chapter, the first verse. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of Yahweh by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, Yahweh Elohim of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he hath charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Yehuda. Who is there among you of all his people? His Elohim be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of Yahweh Elohim of Israel. He is the Elohim, which is in Jerusalem. And whomsoever remaineth in any place where he sojourneth, let the men of this place help him with silver and with gold and with goods and with beasts, besides the free will offering for the house of Elohim that is in Jerusalem. You see, Cyrus, when he became king, set the children of Israel free from this Babylonian captivity that lasted 70 years. And not only did they go, they were giving reparations. Silver and gold and beasts and jewels. Yes. And he let Cyrus be the one to deliver this message. He was anointed, chosen by Yah, as are all these leaders chosen by Yahweh. That doesn't mean that they're righteous. In the book of Proverbs, the 16th chapter, that doesn't mean you vote for them and you support them. Support Yahweh, and he will do what he will do. Proverbs 16, verse 4 reads, Yahweh hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. So don't mean that all these rulers that Yahweh choose are righteous. No, they're not. Yahweh has chosen even wicked rulers for this evil day. Look what it says in the book of Job. Give me a moment. Job 9th chapter. Job chapter 9, verse 24, and it reads here, earth is given into the hand of the wicked, he covereth the faces of the judges thereof, if not, where and who is he? Yes, the earth is given to the hands of the wicked. So these wicked people that rule are for an evil time, a time that is enveloped in gross darkness. So that doesn't mean that you support these wicked rulers, but Yahweh has chosen them to bring about his will that he has designed, even though they've done wicked. So look in the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter, because we have been led to believe we should follow these leaders, and not just the big time presidents and kings and prime ministers, but even the leaders in our communities that attempt to be like the presidents, the other political and iconic leaders. We've been following them. From days old, we've always wanted to follow some iconic leader, some charismatic leader, some authoritarian leader. We've always wanted to follow a man instead of listening and hearkening and following Yahweh himself. We wanted to follow a man. Well, in this democratic system, the so-called powers that be have capitalized on the emotional instability of people, the leaders of this democratic system, the ones that formulated this ingenious system of mind control, capitalized on the heart's wicked imagination. They said, wouldn't it be wonderful if we gave people the illusion that they were in control? that they actually made their own decisions and that they were the ones that were able to choose how their country, their land was to rule them. This is an ingenious deception. They said, let us tell them that they can vote for a person, and this person will go and represent them to the high government of the land, whether it be your village, town, county, or city, country. You're able to vote for your own representation, allow this representative that you choose to bring the issues that you believe are the ones that should be represented. And they'll come to the big government house from the village to the federal, and they'll speak to the leader with your concerns. And not only will we allow them to choose their representative, they can also choose their king. They can vote for them. We'll let them think that they're choosing them. In America, they formulated this thing called the Electoral College. And in this Electoral College, these people are what they call delegates who select the president, which is a king. And president is an ancient Egyptian word for anointed one. Select this president, the Electoral College does. And you'll see in elections for president, they say, oh, the president won the popular or general election. And now, a month later, we just have to wait for the Electoral College to validate these votes and choose the one you want. Well, of course, that's just a buffer system. Because if they don't like who you chose, they'll choose someone else, like in the case of Al Gore and George Bush. So there, you're not really choosing. You're telling the people who really chooses who you like to choose. And they give you this illusion. Well, the Creator let us know in Isaiah, the 9th chapter, the 16th verse, for the leaders of the people, cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. Yes, you're destroyed when you are led of these people that cause you to error. Think of the money you put into voting for a person, the campaign contributions, as they call them, all these things you do. Well, yes, our people have even wanted to be like these people. So when chattel slavery was over, many black men went and ran for representative office to be state representatives, to be congressmen and senators. And wouldn't you know it, they were in majority for a minute. Between 1865 and around 1877 or something like that, African-American men were in great majority in southern states as lawmakers, as they call them, congressmen and congress and senators. As a matter of fact, one of my ancestors of that time that was a former slave was a state representative in South Carolina. He was a congressman. And the Ku Klux Klan couldn't stand him. And these racists, they couldn't stand him, so they would terrorize his house. Well, his wife, a Native American woman, she would put feces in a bucket and sit it on the front stoop. So when these white racists came around to terrorize him, they called him a race man. When they would come around to terrorize him, she would throw this bucket of crap at them. And they would stop coming around for a while. But my own ancestor was a state representative in South Carolina, right after slavery. And then Jim Crow came about. All the black men out of office and made it illegal for black people to vote in the South. Of course, this is why so many people protested and did things, because they wanted to be heard. They wanted their voice to be heard. And who was leading this charge? Your black leadership led the charge for you to be a part of this system. If you go to the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, and in the first verse it reads, "Woe unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture." A lot of times we think this is just talking about preachers, but this is also talking about the other leaders in our community, the politicians, the superstar entertainers, like the basketball players and the TV show hosts and the business emperors, building these big business empires, like the man from BET that said that we need to get $14.7 trillion cash in reparations. And who are they bringing this to? They're not bringing this to Yahweh. They're bringing that to their oppressor. They went, your big leaders, your philosophers, your scholars, and your teachers in the so-called African-American community, as soon as this 400-year commemoration began back in August. It's funny, the heathen know when the 400-year commemoration should begin. It began in August. And they said it should last a year, in which it is. But everybody else think that the 400 years already happened. Nevertheless, when this panel of black leadership went before the congressional hearing, the state of the federal Congress, to plead the case for just starting a committee to hear a case of why and how and what possible ways we should get reparations for our in abuse for the last 400 years. Well, who even brought forth the bill, the proposal, to have a committee on reparations? One of your black congresspeople, out of a thing called the Black Caucus. It's a group of black lawmakers from various states in the federal government that come together to try to speak up for what they think is the black voice. Well, I don't know who they've been speaking for, but Yahweh said, "Woe unto these pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith Yahweh. Therefore, thus saith Yah, Elohim of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, yea, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them, These lawmakers, these Congress folks, these representatives, these superstar entertainers, these business empire and emperors, they don't visit you. They don't come and see about you. They haven't tried to deliver you. They haven't tried to bring you relief. No, they just want you to fill their pockets and fill their vain souls with adoration. They want to be the ones that can roll in big cars and limousines and trucks and helicopters and planes, have people running before their vehicles and opening their doors and security all around them. They want to be feeling very important, very prestigious, very just very high. And these are the black leaders today. They haven't visited you. They scatter you. They drive you away. They keep on selling you a bag of tricks. And you keep on choosing them. You listen to what Oprah says. You listen to what her friend Gail says. You're on their TV show all day. Got their magazine, got their TV show, subscribing to their website. You want to know what Oprah's talking about, what Oprah's drinking, what Oprah's eating. Oprah been saying about the police brutality. What has Oprah been saying about this 400-year plight? She don't want that to end. She's a billionaire. She's your new age Madam C.J. Walker. Yes, another black leader. People esteem her. But she's the reason women is putting all this junk in their hair, relaxing their natural hair. It was Madam C.J. Walker and women like her that put out and promoted this idea that you should relax your hair. Take the curls out. It's easy to deal with. No, it's easier for the white man to deal with it. It's as I was told, when your hair's relaxed, they relax. But when your hair's knotty, they're all twisted up. They don't want to see that knotty hair. They don't want to see that woolly hair because they know that that looks like the hair of the only true Elohim, Yahweh. And they know that you're his child and that you bring his power and ferocity. And they are afraid of that. So I say, let your hair look like your father. But these people, your leaders, like Madam C.J. Walker, made an empire off of selling hair relaxer. Yes, she was a millionaire, but she sold hair relaxer. And did she do it because that's all she could do to make money? Maybe so. But nevertheless, she played into the democratic system, which is what? Which is get yours. Become the biggest you can become. Let the people worship and follow you. Let them listen to you. As long as they're distracted about what you have to do and what you're saying, and we prop you up as somebody important, they will never concern themselves with what's going on underground and behind the wall. No, Yahweh said, you have scattered my people. You have driven them away. You have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith Yahweh. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them. And I will bring them again into their folds. And they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them. Who's going to set them up? Yahweh. I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them. So like Oprah, who goes to her studio audience, a bunch of affluent women and some men that have the opportunity to pay to be in her studio audience. Yes, it's not free to go into the audience of a talk show. It's not free to travel to where Oprah's studio was in Chicago and be a part of her audience. It's not free to travel to L.A. and be a part of whoever's audience. And they would sit there, and Oprah would come out and give them cars and jewelry and money. You get a car. You get a car. Yes, that's how she would do it. She wasn't feeding Yahweh's flock. She traveled all the way to a whole nother continent, South Africa, to build a school for some South Africans, a school that would teach them how to be democratic citizens. Why would she do that? Because the whole point is to make people concerned with themselves and not trust in Yahweh, but trust in themselves, trust in their own heart, trust in the imagination of their evil heart. If we can get everybody thinking about themselves, then nobody will think about this community. We can have you thinking about yourself, and we can go cut down all the trees in this rainforest and just suck the oxygen out of the earth and make you die while we're getting rich. Yahweh even spoke about this in the book of Isaiah, the 5th chapter. You think this democratic system is for your benefit? Why else could 400 years of oppression and brutality occur and nobody say anything about it? Because everybody is concerned with their self. I want to be like the next big person. They made the slave think it was awesome and desirable to have a big house. They gave all the benefits to the people in the big house. So the slave wanted the big house. They destroyed us, took our mind. And I'll tell you why they was able to do that. Because we forsook Yahweh. And in Isaiah, the 5th chapter, Isaiah chapter 5, start reading at verse 11, where it says, now let's start reading at verse 8. Woe unto them that join house to house, that lay field to field, till there be no place that they may be placed alone in the midst of the earth. That's the people that just start developing cities and laying waste to fields, so they can just be building up their own mind and imagination of how they think things should be. Now if I just take away all the fields and just build houses and projects, apartments and townhomes, and take away the field, and then I monopolize the food production, and I make you go to the store, and I make you go to the market, now I rule. He said, woe, mean curse be to you. Evil will come upon you. He said, in my ear, said Yahweh of hosts, of a truth, many houses shall be desolate, even great and fair, without inhabiting. Yea, 10 acres of vineyard shall yield one bath, and the seed of a homer shall yield one ephah, which means that's not even a lot. 10 acres? You know how large 10 acres is? If you've ever been to a shopping mall and you see how large the shopping mall is, well, add on the parking lot. All around that shopping mall, that whole area, the shopping mall and the parking lot, that's roughly 10 acres. And how in the world do you have that much land and all you will yield is one bath? That's not a lot. That's not a lot. That's very little. Let me give you a perspective on what this means. There's a law in the book of Leviticus that lets you know that 50 shekels of silver is worth one homer of barley, which is basically a bushel. You telling me that you have 10 acres and all you can yield in a bath and a homer is equivalent, and all you can yield is a bushel of seed, a bushel worth from your vineyard? This is what you have going on today, because the people have been taken away from Yahweh's system, Yahweh's governance, Yahweh's rule, and they're following the leaders who are getting rich off of you, fat off of you. Look in the book of Ezekiel, the 34th chapter. We're going to start reading in Ezekiel 34, verse 1. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Master Yahweh unto the shepherds, Woe be unto the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Yes, why is it such that a superstar like LeBron James would be this magnificent superstar, and he makes millions of dollars? He's daggone near a billionaire. Did he go to the community and set up food pantries and homeless shelters and programs for the fatherless and the widow? Did he go and begin paying a tenth to Yahweh's house and his people? Did he go and relieve the afflicted? No. He built a school that would teach the democratic way, school that would make democratic citizens, people that can aspire to be like him, because he is special, because he is large, because in the democratic system, you can be who you want to be. In a capitalistic system, you can get as rich as you want to get, and you can be as famous as you want to be, and that's your imagination, and you can get huge, and you can just make everybody buy your shoes and your jersey. And then you can even build a school with the same oppressors so they can learn about the same oppression and be in the same trap that you are in and become the same toothless leader that you become. Not being able to stand up for the right and to tell your people the whole truth. You're feeding yourself. and not the flock. Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. What is it saying? Your big time leaders like Michael Jordan and your big time leaders like Sean Carter, Jay-Z, Beyonce Knowles, they all big time billionaires running industries are iconic. If Jay-Z went and started marching and said, "I can't breathe," which he probably will, to make a music video, to make some money, he'll have a mass of people behind him. And he'll sell "I Can't Breathe" shirts. He'll sell a whole million worth of albums, and he'll call it "I Can't Breathe." And he's not going to give back to the community. He's not going to feed the fatherless and the widow. He's not going to tell you to return to Yahweh. He's not going to tell you to get off of this system. If you get off of this system, then you won't buy his records. You won't watch his sports shows. You won't buy his clothes. You won't download his music app. You won't support him in this capitalistic democratic system because you would be leaning on Yahweh. And what does it say if you hold this Ezekiel 34 and go to Proverbs 30? When you release yourself from the trap of this democracy that makes you an self-centered, self-serving, completely arrogant, selfish person that only thinks about yourself. But when you get off of this system and you go follow the ways of Yah, you would sound like this in Proverbs 30. Read verse 7 reads, "Two things have I required of thee. Deny me them not before I die. Remove me far from vanity and lies." Yeah, remove me far from vanity. And if I'm removed far from vanity, then I'm not watching, keeping up with the Joneses, the Sean Combses, the Kardashians, or whoever else reality show is getting product placement and all kind of advertisements or advertisements. They're trying to advert you from paying attention to what's necessary. All these subtle advertisements trying to keep up with the Joneses and the Sean Carters and whatnot, watching the Kanye West on reality TV. If I'm not trying to be like them, then my mind's not on that vanity. If I'm not worried about what the next woman and man is doing, because I'm focused on Yahweh. If I'm a man, a faithful man in Yah's house, then I'm focused on building Yah's house, planting a garden, raising my children, being one with my community, serving Yahweh, doing things to magnify the Creator, not including myself in vanity. I don't got time to watch what politician is giving a speech about why you should vote for him or her and donate how much money to her campaign so she can go to the same oppressor that gave you the laws that you can die by the hand of the police. And now you telling me they're going to change this? No, they're not. Why is it that they say chokeholds and neck restraints are not policy, but they have to come out and ban them? That doesn't make sense. It makes me scratch my head. The same people you put in office said, well, we're going to ban chokeholds. I thought you just said that wasn't part of your policy to begin with. But you're going to ban them? Why do I need a policy to tell police, don't choke me to death? I thought you were supposed to protect and serve. And you've been in office for 30 years, and you never thought to tell the police not to choke me to death? And you supposed to represent me? Do you want to be choked to death? I don't think so. So why do you think it's okay for me to be choked to death? But I voted for you? But I supported you because Jay-Z told me to? I supported you because Oprah told me to? I supported you because LeBron told me to? Because Al Sharpton told me to? Yahweh said, remove from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. Yeah, if you follow after your big-time icons, your Nas's and your Bob Marley's and your, I don't even know the name of these big stars today. If you're following after them, you're not following after Yahweh. You're following after vanity. And they want you to follow after vanity. Because if you follow after vanity, then you're not thinking about what's real. And look what Yahweh said back in Ezekiel 34, verse 4. The disease have ye not strengthened. These politicians ain't been strengthening you. You've been diseased, and they haven't been and came and strengthened you. But you vote for them. They tell you they're going to get health reform. And health, what you mean? There's a pestilence, scourge in the world, and people got to go pay to find out if they sick. I got to pay somebody to find out if I'm sick. I'm over here coughing up blood, and I got to pay you to see if I got this disease. I can't breathe because of this disease, and I got to give you money so you can tell me I got it. Then I got to give you money so you can help me. How is that strengthening me? You're not strengthening the disease, but yet you voted for them, you ran for them, and you asked them to change things. You got a big billionaire black folk that's supposed to be talking up for you. They don't have no problems when it comes to getting help when they sick. But when you sick, you need to go through hoops, firewalls, and all kind of traps and jumps just to get a pill to stop you from coughing for a few hours. Yet Bob Johnson, billionaire BET founder, he get a cough and he got a personal doctor. Why don't you got a personal doctor? Well, you do. His name is Yahweh. But we keep on calling on our fake leaders. He said, this disease have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick. Neither have you bound up that which was broken. Neither have you brought again that which was driven away. Neither have you sought that which was lost. But with force and with cruelty have you ruled them. Your leaders, your politicians, your big icons, your business folks, your pastors, your preachers, they have all stood before you for 400 years, and they haven't brought you to a place of rest. They haven't shown you where you can get relief. They haven't instructed you how to get assistance. Frederick Douglass, a big time, what they called him at that time? At that time, They call them abolitionists because they wanted slavery abolished. Frederick Douglass freed himself, beat up his slave master, ran away, became free. And what did he do? Did he do like Harriet Tubman, who went back and started freeing folks? Only to bring them to the North, only to be another soldier in the Civil War. So she even fell to the democracy. But this Frederick Douglass, he fought for abolishment of slavery, and he kept on asking your oppressor. He kept on asking your oppressor to do it. He wasn't doing what Yahweh said you should do. You haven't fed them. You haven't strengthened them. You didn't sought after them. You didn't bring them to Yahweh. Even his counterpart at the time, Booker T. Washington, who was instrumental in giving black folks the ideology to be self-sufficient, to build their own communities. But where? In America. Build your own communities in America. Show the oppressor that we can be industrious too. And let's vote our own people in so they can become the politicians and the leaders of the communities. Work within the system. Still stay upon those that smote you. Just like your leader, W.E.B. Du Bois. Work within the system. Vote for your leadership. Fight for your rights. Learn what they know. Get the college degrees they get. Learn the books they read. Go to the schools they go to. Become just as smart or smarter than them. Run for office. Make a change in this democracy. And was Malcolm X different? Was Martin Luther King different? No, they all wanted you to vote. Wanted you to make your own political movement to be another shepherd of vanity. They did not feed us with Yahweh's word. They didn't feed us the food of deliverance, yet they fed us the same vanity. And that's why Yahweh said here in the same chapter, verse 5, and they were scattered because there is no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field. When they were scattered, my sheep wandered all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of Yahweh. I live, saith Yahweh Elohim. Surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves. Yeah, they fed themselves. You had all these great leaders of the past, your Martin Luther Kings and your Malcolm X's, your Elijah Muhammad's, your all these great leaders who thought they were doing good things. They were just destroyed for lack of knowledge. They didn't feed you. They fed themselves. They got fed. But were you fed? Was the flock fed? Was the flock gathered? It makes no sense to be a shepherd of vanity just so you can be served of yourself, so they can carry your bag and open your door and bring you a dinner plate and give you a check. No, you need to be a shepherd that feeds them the word of the Most High, that delivers to them the truth, that shows them how to stop leaning on your own, on your oppressor, but stay upon Yah. Verse 8, as I live, saith Yahweh Elohim, surely because my flock became a prey. I just read that. Verse 9, therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of Yah. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, and they may not be meat for them. So what shepherd will Yahweh give us? Not no vain shepherd. Let me show you. But before I go there, go to the book of Isaiah 56. Because this democratic system has promoted and inundated in your mind that you should follow these vain leaders. Not even follow, not just follow them, but even become like them. You too can be Michael Jordan, who will make millions and billions of dollars, and people are killing them, killing each other just to wear your shoes. You can be like Oprah Winfrey, who is a billionaire, and not leading the people to righteousness. You can be like all these great leaders and do nothing. Nothing at all. Or you can be like Morey Ishia, poor, downtrodden, and teaching the truth. You want the glamour life or the glory life? But democracy, you won't even know about glory, except your own. And you'll soon find out that it was an imagination, nothing to actually go for. Why else are we in the state that we're in today? In Isaiah 56, verse 9 reads, all ye beasts of the field, come to devour. Yea, all ye beasts of the forest, his watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They are all look to their own way, every one for his own gain from his quarter. Come ye, say they, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink. And tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. These are your leaders that you choose in today. 2020, the 400th year of your captivity, you have seen leaders like Nat Turner, Toussaint L'Ouverture, David Walker, Frederick Douglass, W.B. Du Bois, Harriet Tubman, Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, Mega Evers, Martin Luther King, Bill Cosby, Michael Jordan, Oprah Winfrey, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, stand before you and tell you a lie. And today, they're still trying to stand before you, and they still want your money. But the world is now different. It's the 400th year, and they just won't cut it anymore. And Yahweh has waited for this time. Yahweh was waiting to see if you would see that I don't care how many funerals Al Sharpton speaks at, how many funerals Barack Obama sings Amazing Grace at, how many times Jay-Z can donate money to something, how many times Colin Kaepernick can kneel, how many times will these black lawyers fight for your people and lose and give money and nothing will happen and give speeches and nothing will change and do marches and nothing will be delivered. How long will you accept this? Yahweh said this in Deuteronomy 32. In Deuteronomy 32, 35 says, to me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. For Yahweh shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he seeth that their power is gone, and there is none shut up or left. And he shall say, where are the Elohim? Where are the powerful ones you trusted in? The rock in whom they trusted? Where are the people you voted for? Where are the people you supported? Where are the people you ran after? The preachers you filled their coffers? Where are they? I don't care how many funerals they hold for our brother George Floyd and how many protests goes on. These things won't change. And Yahweh is letting you know that it's a wrap for them. All the speeches, all the policies, all the campaigns, all the donations, all the marches have obviously been to no avail. The man in office said, I don't care what y'all talking about, racism. No, I'm not going to support you tearing down the statues of our Confederate war heroes. These were racists. Your politicians stood in front of racist symbols, smiling. And they're all being exposed today. And it doesn't matter how much you vote. It hasn't mattered how much you donated, how many times you support, what leader you choose to follow at that time. None of them have produced fruit of deliverance because they have all promoted democracy, an adverse system to Yahweh's house. Look in the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter. Verse 23 reads, thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all the kingdoms and shall devour the whole earth and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom shall be 10 kings and shall arise another, and another shall arise after them. And he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and he shall wear out the saints of the Most High. See, this is what this kingdom is doing, is wearing us out. And Yahweh said he will wait until their power is gone, and I'm here to let you know your power in these false gods, in these idols, and these icons who we've trusted in are gone. They can't do nothing. They can't help you. Look in Daniel, the 12th chapter. In verse 8 reads, and I heard. I'm sorry, verse 6. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which is upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swore by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, time and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Yes, and this is what is being accomplished today. The power of us, the children of Israel, is scattered. How many conventions do you have to have? How many million man marches? How many Rodney King beatings, George Floyd murders, Michael Brown slayings, Eric Garner chokings? How many times do the people that you voted for, that you support, that you donate to, that you run after, call for change and no change comes? It's the 400 year, and the rest of the world sees it today. That's why there's more heathens protesting for your life to matter than you are. I see black people in the streets doing the same thing they've been doing, because they just, what are we supposed to do now? They killed another black man. That's a shame. Okay, I'm going to still go get this money. Got to go to work. Got to do this. Got to do that. Other nations protesting for your life to matter because you have really, truthfully said, all hope is lost. I'm just a slave. I'm just an end. I'm nothing. And now the world got to tell you that you something. And they going to tell you. Yahweh said, the place where you got shame, shall you get fame. The place where you were said that you are not the child of Yahweh, you shall be called the children of the living Elohim. And why will they do that? That is the last scripture I'm going to go to in the book of Ezekiel, 7th chapter. In Ezekiel 37, verse 21 reads, and say unto them, thus saith the Master, Yahweh, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whither they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all, neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions, but I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their Elohim. And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they shall all have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. And why? Because now we will have true leadership. Yahweh, the Elohim, and his messenger, his chosen, David. We won't have to worry about trying to be like the next superstar, trying to be the biggest man on campus, because Yahweh will give you a heart of righteousness in which you will be able to see that the true thing that we should always go for is the word of Yahweh. But now our power is scattered. Our power is gone. You can't trust in your enemies no longer, nor can you follow after your vain leaders who have not given you, shown you, directed you, or even hinted to you how you can be delivered. They remain rich, they remain set up, they remain fat, and you and I and the rest of the world remains downtrodden, because this democratic system all about feeding the imagination of your evil heart. But Yahweh wants you to trust in Yahweh with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Fear Elohim and depart from evil, and be not wise in thy own eyes. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do I. Shalom.
Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Yo, Yah come in the volume of the book. His word is light, so we got the killers shook. Wisdom was in the chief places from the beginning, to enlighten the sons of men. But the fighting among twins ushered in sin, and brothers been beefing ever since. Yah come in the volume of the book by the truth and sell it not. So we got these robbers out here shook. Understanding is departing from evil. He flooded the earth once, and there'll be no sequel but the fire next time. That's why I'm the messenger refining the fire of affliction, opening your eyes to the foolish ways and the devil's contradiction. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim.
I praise John Summer and win the season. And dismiss the statues, was called by these heathens. Y'all give me the reason to call them out. Only misleading and treasons. A man's heart that was given to these beastless. No, we're not even. Back to seeking the heart of Yah. Seven is what he requires for the draw silver to be polished by fire. Constantly led by my Elohim, who visits messages through visions over dreams. Slaves that were formerly your king will one day rise and seek the purpose of their being. The filling is serene. The Israel is the prince who has power with Elohim and man. And no longer do we advance to realize the reaching of the stars. Upon the shoulder of a promotion coming by Yah, who can take it thus far? Give him my Yadah, Yasalah to the Almighty Yah.
Judgment run down like the waters, in the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, in the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim.
Hallelujah. Singing to the Lord.